Then you dig the hole and you set the...
Set the post in and tamp it. And get on your fence. Say you're going to put... Build a mile of fence. About every 250 yards, you put a bracer. Mm-hmm. You put two heavier posts in the ground and put wire tied in an X shape, and then nail a board across the top to keep them from sagging, and then one to the pull point, which was the furthest one away. You'd have it like this, a board across the top, and then one like that to hold it like that. And then you put your first wire on first and pull it as tight as you can. Mm-hmm. And then if you build a fence like that, it won't sag. Mm-hmm. But you build a fence from the bottom up, say start with the bottom wire, the next thing, it'll sag every time your post will move. Mm-hmm. And it'll be loose. But you put your top wire on and pull it tight. I mean G-string tight. I mean just like a fiddle string. When you get that real tight, well then it's set. It won't sag. Mm-hmm.
What about a wooden fence that someone could have around their house made of
pickets?
Huh?
Picket fence?
How would that be built?
Well, you put the posts in the ground and nail some laterals, one about a foot from the ground, one about at the top, and then you'd put your pickets on from the outside.
Mm-hmm. Is the pickets pointed at the top?
Most times.
What about a wooden fence that they used to have them go in and out like this?
You mean uh-huh. Like this?
Uh-huh.
Well, we used to call those mesquite wood fences. We had corrals. We built our corrals that way. We had lots of wood, no lumber, and we'd put the posts, staggered, and then we'd put the wood in there and stack it down and accommodate it till it was about that thick, and it would last for many years.
Did you ever hear of a rail fence?
No, we didn't have that kind of lumber down here.
For a
rail fence.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of them and seen them, but we never built them because our lumber wasn't for splitting rails and that kind of lumber.
Mm-hmm.
You see, our lumber was all short pieces, mesquite wood that would be have a knot and wanted to have a turn. Then you'd cut that off and lay it down straight.
Wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Oh yes, but we didn't have any down here. There's no rock or stone.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that?
A stone wall, I guess.
Where did you see
it? Well, I saw one in San Marcos. There were several around San Antonio. There's houses like that, and some of them we even put together with mortar. In Mexico, there's a town called Aldama, and used to be the cattle market capital of four or five big sections of ranch sections down there. And they had two corrals, and they were about 300 yards apiece long and about 150 yards wide. And they were built next to the square, next to the plaza. And everybody would bring his cattle in there, and as they went in the door, the fellow would look at them and he'd say, there's so many and they're worth so much and I'll give you so much. And if the fellow wanted to sell, we'd sell. If not, he'd show them to another buyer. There'd always be two or three buyers there. You never had any trouble selling your cattle. And those were made out of probably 15 inches thick and 8 or 9 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
They were solid, made with mortar. Cattle run into him and stop him right in the tracks. He couldn't break him in.
You wanted to break up the ground for planting. What would you use to break it up with?
With a disc plow. Mm-hmm. We didn't do that kind of planting. See, Papa always had